Pemerintah federal berharap dapat menyelamatkan kesepakatan Trans-Pacific Partnership setelah Presiden Donald Trump dari Amerika Serikat menarik Amerika Serikat keluar dari kesepakatan perdagangan itu. Trump telah memenuhi salah satu komitmen kampanye kuncinya dengan menandatangani perintah eksekutif untuk menarik diri dari kesepakatan itu. Sekarang pemerintah Australia menilai kembali pilihannya dan melihat apakah TPP atau Trans-Pacific Partnership itu dapat dilanjutkan tanpa adanya salah satu pemain kunci. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull melihat penarikan Amerika Serikat dari TPP tidak berarti kesepakatan itu akan terhenti.
President Trump has said America will not proceed with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You have to recognize that his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has been a long-time advocate for it. The Republican Party in the Congress have been strong supporters of the TPP. So it is possible that U.S. policy could change over time on this.
Menteri Perdagangan Steve Chiobo mengatakan kepada Sky News bahwa pemerintah akan terus mengejar manfaat dari TPP.
We've known that President Trump, since the inauguration, had intended to have the U.S. withdraw from the TPP. I mean, it's a great shame. It's not unexpected, but Australia and quite a number of the other TPP countries are very focused on making sure we still capture the gains that were agreed to under the TPP. It will mean some reformulation and some discussion in relation to that, but you know, we are not, as a coalition government, going to walk away from the opportunity to continue growing Australian exports and to continue creating job opportunities for Australians into the future.
Pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten mengatakan pemerintah seharusnya tidak mengharapkan keterlibatan Amerika Serikat menyusul kemenangan Donald Trump dalam pemilihan presiden di sana.
Of course we need to salvage our trade agreements, and I do think it is important to pursue trade arrangements with nations. Many of the nations who are in the Trans-Pacific Partnership have already got agreements with us. What's important is to pursue multilateral trade agreements which create Australian jobs. This is the problem today for Mr. Turnbull. He spends too much time playing politics and criticising Labor for something that everyone in the world knew was going to happen once Donald Trump got elected. Malcolm Turnbull needs a plan for jobs, not just a plan for his own job and playing politics.
Ada beberapa pihak yang justru menginginkan TPP itu tidak dilangsungkan. Salah satunya adalah Senator Partai Hijau Sarah Hentschel yang mengatakan bahwa TPP itu hanya akan menguntungkan perusahaan-perusahaan besar saja.
This deal was a bad deal from the beginning, drawn up by big corporations in order to suit themselves rather than the people and the communities of the countries that had signed up. It's time to go back to the drawing board. It's time to negotiate a decent trade deals that will put people back in the center and put the big corporations back in their box.
Andrew Shearer dari Center for Strategic and International Studies di Washington mengatakan penarikan Amerika Serikat telah menyebabkan kekosongan kekuasaan dalam hal merombak ekonomi Asia Pasifik. Ia mengatakan China telah mengindikasikan ingin mengisi kekosongan itu, namun pendekatan proteksionis telah mencegahnya untuk bergabung.
I don't see China really stepping into that leadership role, but I do think we're going to see a kind of tussle for influence. I think we're going to see a push for the US to reach out and strike more of these quick bilateral trade deals, and I think we'll see China upping its efforts to entice regional countries into trade deals as well. And Australia's going to have to be alert to the opportunity and also alert to the risk that our competitors could get the jump on us if we're not agile, and in particular, if we don't make our economy more competitive.